From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up on the program, Senator Larry Craig makes a direct case to the people of Idaho why he should stay in office.
But first to Pakistan. Today, Benazir Bhutto described what it was like to be the target of a deadly suicide attack. It happened yesterday in Karachi, just a few hours after the former prime minister had returned to Pakistan after nearly 8 years of self-imposed exile. Bhutto escaped unhurt, but more than 130 people were killed, many more wounded, among them many party workers, security men, and policemen. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Karachi, where Bhutto gave a news conference earlier today.
Bhutto says she knew her convoy was going to be attacked as it drove slowly through the streets of Karachi, greeted by a crowd of hundreds of thousands of her supporters. She said this was a risk she was prepared to take for her people and her land. Speaking on a poor sound system, she described what happened to a crowded press conference in Karachi today. She called for an investigation into one issue in particular. The attack happened in the dark, after midnight local time. Why, she asked, had the street lights along the route been shut off?
I know that if the street lights had been on, our guards would have spotted the suicide bombers, because they had been trained to look out for the suicide bombers.
Bhutto said her party officials were so worried by the missing streetlights that they tried to telephone Pakistan's national security advisor, but couldn't get through. She said an hour before the attack, a man with a pistol had been arrested, and before that, party workers reported finding someone with a suicide belt. As she travelled along in her armour-plated truck, accompanied by the high command of her Pakistan People's Party, her security guards began taking measures of their own. They began shining lights into the crowd.
We had floodlights, and we were scanning the crowd with the floodlights. But it was difficult for us to scan the crowd because there was so much darkness that we simply could not see.
For much of the journey, Bhutto had ridden on the top of the truck, waving at the crowds. But when the attack started, she was inside. It began with the explosion of a grenade, and then a much larger blast.
We saw the sound, heard the sound, and saw the huge orange light and bodies spinning all over.
Bhutto also said her convoy was shot at.
You know, shots were fired, and they were fired towards the truck. These were shots that were fired either immediately before the suicide bombings to stop the truck, or immediately after the suicide bombings to kill the people who were there.
The blast was close enough to her armoured vehicle to dent it and shatter windows. Bhutto wasn't hurt, but looked dazed as she was evacuated from the area, her journey over.
For me, the attack was not on an individual. The attack was not on me. The attack was on what I represent. It was an attack on democracy, and it was an attack on the very unity and integrity of Pakistan.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.